Hi guys, this is the third part and the last book of our mystery series. And I'm really excited, really sad that this series is going to end, but you know, I think me and JC are thinking about making another series and stuff, so we'll see, or making another book. But yeah, so I hope you guys enjoy the last book. The Final Mystery by Gracia Poppinga and JC Strasser. Chapter 1. Well, now that we have you, we can take down every spy organization in the world, Raquel said while walking back and forth in front of the cell they were in. You can't do this, Raquel, and whoever or whatever you are, said Natalia. Oh, yes, she can. And by the looks of it, we have you trapped, said Rachel. Oh, yippee! Woo, it's you, Kai said unenthusiastically. Yep, it's me. And you'll be in here for, let me think, forever, said Rachel. Don't bet on it, said Natalia. Oh, I will do my best to bet on it, Raquel said, butting into the conversation, just like her sister. Wow, you're just like your sister, Natalia said. I know I am, said Rachel. That really wasn't a compliment, Natalia said. Well, anyway, it's kind of skedaddle, you know, said Natalia. Oh, wait, I can't. Oh, yeah, that's right, said Raquel. We have you trapped. Wow, you're so evil, said Kaya sarcastically. I know, right? Said Raquel as Rachel started to nod her head too. Well, I know you will never get away with this, said Natalia. Oh, we already have. Yeah, said Raquel and Rachel. At the same time, then started to laugh at them for 1 minute and 13 seconds. Oh my goodness, I can't believe this. They have a better laugh than us. Oh yeah, and we let them get away with this, Kaya said. I know, that laugh was way too good. And they're evil, I feel like a total idiot, Natalia said. Well, at least they gave us some... Nothing! They gave us nothing? Really? Really? They couldn't give us some play... Oh, they did give us cards. Oh, that's very nice of them for giving us some... Natalia said. Oh, whoa, wait. No, it is not. They're evil, Kai interrupted. Wow, she's already lost it, Natalia said. Okay, calm down. Calm down. Let's all be adults here. Let's play some Go Fish, right? Yeah, good idea. Oh, what a great idea, Kaya said sarcastically. Meanwhile, Raquel and Rachel were having a meeting with their boss. Good job on the two girls. They must have been tough, she said. Nope, it was simple after we left the bait, Rachel said. Oh yeah, it was a piece of cake. Your cake, Madame Raquel, the waiter said while walking into the room. This is not the time, Ken, Raquel said. I'm surrounded by idiots, she said. Okay, well, you have to at least get a little information out of them. No, not yet, Rachel said. Yeah, said Raquel. Well then, we will have to make them talk. Meanwhile, at the prison cell, Kaya was getting her butt kicked in Go Fish. She was so upset she started banging her head against the glass. And 3.67 seconds later, boom, the glass broke. They looked at each other and immediately ran out of the cell. Chapter 2. Let's go this way, Kaya said while pointing right. Good idea, Natalia said. Wow, there are no security cameras in this place or anything, Kaya said. That's really stupid of them. I thought they would have known better, Natalia said. Well, I know there is a maze this way, so let's go, Natalia said. The door they went through closed behind them, and they were stuck in one of the world's trickiest mazes. It's a trap, Natalia said dramatically. Wow, who are the stupid ones now, Kaya said mockingly. I don't know, Natalia said. 1 hour and 26 minutes later. This maze is impossible, Natalia said. We're never going to get out of this. I know, right? Kaya said. How do you think employees get in here? Good point. What if there's like a secret door somewhere? Check around. After searching for 17 minutes, they finally found a door that was covered in grass to look like it wasn't there. There was a little space on the side of the door that had a code. Should we try to open it? Natalia said. We may as well, Kaya responded. After trying to unlock the door, they never got it. "Let's just keep going through the maze," Kaya said with a dreadful smile. "Yippee," she said unenthusiastically. Meanwhile, the twins were watching the girls struggle through the maze. "Well, this is fun to watch," Rachel said sarcastically. "Yep," Raquel said unenthusiastically. "Well, I guess we just have to wait till they get out," Rachel said. "You mean if they get out of there," Raquel said with an evil smile. "Yes, that's what I meant," Rachel said with an evil smile. Rachel noticed that the girls had found the secret grass door. "Good, they're falling for our trap," Raquel said in a very Russian accent. "Great, let me notify her," Rachel said. "They are falling for it just like you planned," Rachel said over the phone. "Well, let's try to unlock this door so that they can get in," Raquel said with an evil smile. Meanwhile, they were arguing because they couldn't find their way out. "Okay, let's go back to the door," Natalia said. "Okay, fine," Kaya said. Natalia trying to open the door, but it isn't budging. Raquel unlocked the door. "Let someone with some brute strength try this," Kaya said sarcastically. And then she opened the door. "Wow, I didn't think that would actually work, but wow, I must be like a rock star here with some super strong brute strength." "Yeah," Natalia said while looking around the area to make sure no one was coming or watching them. They started walking towards the hallway inside the door. They passed out because of some sleeping gas. 4 hours and 3 minutes later, they woke up in a room, and guess who was there? Raquel and Rachel. "What do you want with us?" Natalia asked while sitting in a chair underneath a very bright, shiny lamp. All you could see is the room with a desk, a jar of pens in it, and a chair that spins from the desk, and a lot more chairs stacked up on the side of the room. "Information. Your group," said the woman that just entered the room from the pitch-black corridor. "Who are you?" Kaya asked. "My name is Chelsea," she said. "I'm the boss of the Russian Organization of Secret Spies." They both stood up and started to fight. 23 minutes later, Kaya and Natalia had pinned them, and they were all very tired. A few minutes later, someone entered the room. Chapter 3. It was the police! They were here to arrest the people of the Russian Organization of Secret Spies. 3 weeks later, Kaya and Natalia went to visit Raquel and Rachel in jail. "Hey, peeps," Kaya said. "Oh, it's you again," Raquel said sarcastically. "I have a dream to be a farmer," Rachel said. "Oh, okay," Natalia said. "Good luck with that. Well, anyways, we gotta skedaddle. Bye." The end. Dedicated to our family, made with tons of loves. Copyright 2022. The author's note. This all started when we were at our grandparents' house. We were originally thinking that it would be just one book, but then we made another and another. Most of the time we were writing these mysteries, I was using my mom's computer in my room. Me and Gracia would call each other and share our ideas, and we would be on the document at the same time. I did most of the editing and punctuation and grammar, but I did write all the chapter threes. Me and Gracia were having so much fun together when we were at my house. In her house. She is my cousin and a great friend. Thanks for reading our books. J.C. Strasser. When this all started at our grandparents' house, I knew this would create something, and I'm glad that I did with my cousin. When we wrote this book, she was the one who did most of the editing, so if anything was wrong, blame it on her. JK. She was always the one who would do the third chapter. It was the shortest chapter, and she liked it that way. And also, don't think that I made her do all the editing. She wanted to do it. And in the last book, she wrote a lot more of it with me, which was very nice, though sometimes very confusing. Thanks for reading. Gracia Popinga. Questions and answers. What were you thinking when you named all the characters? The names were really just meant for the story. I personally think that we just created it and it worked. It just like, and yes, they were just meant for the story, but they worked. Why a mystery? We both like the genre, and for some reason, I don't like to read mysteries. The options were mystery or romantic comedy, and we both decided on mystery. I love mystery books. I have always been one to write them, and I honestly am telling you guys, check out Spy School. They are great. They're by Stuart Gibbs. They are great books, especially for 8 to 12 year olds. If you're older than that, you can still read them. They are great. Who chose the name Raquel? Grisha, assisted by JC's Alexa. We started with three names, then narrowed it down to two. Then we asked my Alexa to choose a number 1 to 20. And if it was an even number, it would be Ronnie. And if it was an odd number, it would be Raquel. And the number was 19. So we named it. So the name ended up with Raquel. And when we introduced Rachel to all the stories, we just came up with it for the story because it was similar to Raquel. And they were twins. So it was just perfect. JC Strasser. Are there going to be more writing, more mysteries, or a genre of the book? Probably, or yes. What do you do when you are not writing the books? Come up with more ideas for future books. Grisha Popka. Baking crafts and doing fun activities with my friends and family. JC Strasser. So, thank you all for listening to all these books. I know they were really short, but it was so fun, and it was a long task to do with my cousin. But in the end, we had a lot of fun, and we are thinking about writing a new book. So, you know, thank you all so much for listening, and I just can't, like, tell you how much I am thankful that you guys are listening. Thank you so much. Goodbye! See you in the next episode!